Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
All right, people of the Most High God, this is Bob Martin, Challenge Ministries, and this is our concert of prayer for the month of November. We're going to go before the throne of God in prayer, asking Him to do what only God can do. None other can do what we're going to ask Him to do, and we need a move of God in this nation, especially more so in this presidential election. John chapter 15 and verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. We always want to pray His will. And I got news for you. It is not His will for this nation to be what it has become. So we're going to pray. Our first item, we're going to pray asking God to do what is necessary to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. And of course, that includes this nation. Once again, we're going to pray asking God to do whatever is necessary to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, holy, holy, righteous Heavenly Father. Father God, we come before your throne in this consular prayer. And Father, we're asking you to do what is necessary. Do whatever is necessary. It may not be pleasant. It may not be pleasant. But do what is necessary to increase and advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. And while it may not be pleasant, but it may be needful. And you know what's needed. Father God, you know what's needed to bring correction to the nations of the world. You have a track record, Father. You have a track record of bringing correction to nations. You brought correction to your own people, Israel. You brought correction time and time and time again. And Father, the nations of the world in this hour, in this day, obviously need correction. So we're asking you to do whatever is necessary to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. Father, the satanic agenda has made too much headway. And now we need a move, a powerful move, of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, advancing the kingdom of God and all that the kingdom of God embraces, all that the kingdom of God stands for. So we're asking you for this. You're the only one that can do it. But we, your people, believer priests, are coming before you, asking you, Father God, to do whatever is necessary to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. And we thank you, Father. Our second item, we're going to pray asking God to have his way in the presidential election of this nation in this month's presidential election. Got it? Not my will, not your will, not our will, his will. We're going to pray asking God to have his way in the presidential election of the nation this month. We want his will and his will to be done, whatever that may be. It's not an easy thing to pray, but we must pray it. So let's pray it right now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now, and we're asking you, Father God, to have your way in the presidential election of this nation this month. Father God, we all have preferences. Hopefully our preferences align with your character, your word, and your will. But I have no doubt, Father, there are those in the body of Christ even whose preferences do not align with your character, your word, and your will. Father God, we understand that the spirit of Antichrist is operative in the nations of the world. We understand that we see the effect and influence of the spirit of Antichrist in political decisions as well as judicial decisions. We see them at every level of life in the world. And Father God, we're simply coming before your throne, asking you to call the children of God, call the children of God to prayer, to intercessory prayer. And Father God, bring us, we pray, to a point of submission and surrender to your Lordship. We, the people of God, the ambassadors for Christ, we cannot align ourselves with a satanic agenda. We just simply cannot do it. If we're going to be right with you and have power with you and walk in intimacy with you and worship you and honor you and obey you, we cannot align ourselves with those things that align themselves with the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of Satan. So, Father, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to have your way in the presidential election in this nation, in this month, and you be glorified in the results of this election. And we thank you in Jesus' name. All right, we continue in our concert of prayer with item number 3. We're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit penetrating the deception of political parties and bring forth truth that will stand as truth before the throne of God. There is so much darkness. There's so much deception. So we're going to pray asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit penetrating the deception of political parties and bring forth truth that will stand as truth before the throne of God. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Father God, we continue our concert of prayer by coming before your throne. And we're asking you, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit, penetrating the deception of political parties and bring forth truth that will stand as truth before the throne of God. Father, Satan has not only invaded and infected systems of religion around the world, he has invaded and infected political systems in nations around the world. And so, Father God, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit penetrating the deception of these political parties that Satan has infected and bring forth truth that will stand as truth before the throne of God. Father God, we know that there are agents of Satan penetrating every level of life, the religious life, the spiritual life, the political life of the nations. And so we're asking you to do what only you can do. The kingdom of God, Father God, we're asking you to advance the kingdom of God in every nation of the world. And in doing that, absolutely neutralize the infection and the effect of the agents of Satan that have invaded and infected the systems of the world. So, Lord God, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit, penetrating the deception of political parties and bring forth truth that will stand the truth before the throne of God, because, Father, so many of them are aligned with the spirit of Antichrist, and we want you to bring forth truth that will stand the truth before the throne of God. And this we pray and ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. Item number 4. We're going to pray asking God to purge and prune the political leadership of the nations of the world and place those of his selection in office. Every nation has those who can represent the kingdom of God and would represent the kingdom of God given the opportunity. So we're going to pray asking God to purge and to prune the political leadership of the nations of the world and place those in office that he himself would select to put it. Folks, this all plays into end times. It plays into eschatology. And far too long, the church has remained silent in these areas. I'm calling you to prayer, asking God to purge and purify the political leadership of the nations of the world and place those of his selection in office. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now, asking you to purge and prune the political leadership of the nations of the world and place those of your selection in their office. Purge, Father God, purge and prune the political leadership in the nations of the world. Raise up, Heavenly Father, ambassadors for Christ. Raise up those in each nation of the world and put them in places and positions of power, authority, responsibility that will represent the kingdom of God, that will be who they are as an ambassador for Christ, that will not compromise, that will not compromise with Satan. So, Father God, we're asking you to identify and replace those who are the agents of Satan in these positions in the nation of the world at this time. Father, we're simply asking you for this. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit in the nations of the world, purging, pruning the political leadership of the nations of the world, and asking you to place those of your selection, the ones you would choose to have in place in the nations of the world that will represent you and the kingdom of God, that can in some way frustrate the satanic attempt to place agents of Satan in positions of power, authority, and influence in the nations of the world. You're the only one that can do this, Father, but you can. So we're coming before your throne, and we're asking you, purge, prune the political leadership of the nations of the world, and place those of your selection in those offices that they vacate. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right, our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God to restrict and restrain every satanic move in and for a universal judicial system. Make no mistake about it. That's part of what the world court is really all about. So we're going to pray asking God to restrict and restrain every satanic move in and for a universal judicial system. We do not want one judicial system governing the nations of the world and interpreting law and making decisions that affect all the nations of the world. So we're going to pray asking God to restrict and restrain every satanic move in and for a universal judicial system. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father. Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and we're asking you, Father God, to restrict and restrain every satanic move in any and every nation in the world. We're asking you to restrict and restrain every satanic move in and for a universal judicial system. We know that Satan's scheme and design is to have a one world order. And we know that within the confines of that one world order, the satanic strategy is to have a one world judicial system. So, Father God, we're asking you to interrupt. We're asking you to restrict and restrain every satanic move in and for a universal judicial system. Father God, we don't want to see a global system, because that's in alignment with the plan of Satan for a one world order and a one world judicial system, as well as his one world religious system. So, Father, I find this in your word. So we're asking you to interrupt. We're asking you to restrict and restrain every satanic move in and for a universal judicial system in the nations of the world. Father God, it all fits in with a one world order, over which eventually we know that the spirit of Antichrist will emerge in an individual. So we're asking you, Father God, to move. We're asking you to frustrate their attempts, restrict their attempts, and restrain every satanic move in and for a universal judicial system, and we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, folks, now we come to that time we pray for you. We pray for you, your concerns, your burdens, and your problems. Here's what I want you to do. In the next 6 or 7 minutes, I want you to get quiet before the Lord. And I want you to really honestly share your heart with the Lord, what you would like to see him do in your life, whether it's spiritual, physical, whatever it may be. I want you to approach your Heavenly Father saying, Father, would you please do this for me? And tell him what it is you would like to see him do for you. He loves you. He's your Heavenly Father. And you may be coming through something right now you don't understand. So ask him this. Tell him, if I don't understand what's going on, would you help me understand it? But in the meantime, will you give me some relief? Bring me some healing. Bring me some relief. So let's go ahead and pray those things right now. Just lay your heart out before the Lord. And I'll come along in a moment and join with you, and we'll pray it together. Do that right now. Have you told the Lord your problem? Have you asked Jesus to touch it? You know, he said to others, I'm willing. If you can believe, I'm willing. You might want to start by saying, give me the faith to believe. Don't be hesitant. Don't be reluctant. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you want. He's your heavenly Father. My Father, my God, the Word of God tells me that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to thank you for who you are. I thank you for all that you are. And Father God, there's any number of maladies out there in our congregation at this time in this concert of prayer. And then, Father, there's some, no doubt, who are under a sentence of death. The medical profession cannot do what only you can do. So I bring every single soul involved in this concert of prayer before your throne, Lord. I'm an intercessor, and I'm bringing them. I'm asking you to touch them at their point of need. You know that point of need. You have known that point of need from the foundation of the world. And I'm asking you to do what only you can do. I'm asking you to bring not only relief, I'm asking you to bring restoration. Jesus, I'm asking you to prove yourself strong in the lives of some of these who need to know that you love them. They have access to your throne. Father, they have admitted their weakness, their sickness, whatever it may be. I'm just coming along as an intercessor, and I'm saying, Lord Jesus, touch bodies. Touch infirm bodies. Make them well. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every work of Satan manifesting against these bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Satan, you're a trespasser. And in the name of Jesus, we renounce you and rebuke you. So Jesus, I'm just simply asking you to do what only you can do. And you can do it. And we ask you to do it. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray it and we ask it and we thank you. Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this time together in this concert of prayer. Do we have a chance to get together and do it again? Be ever so blessed. Good night.